Today is Wednesday, the 4th of December, in the first week of Advent. Ex Cathedra, directed by Geoffrey Skidmore, sing Dulce Jesus Mio. My sweet Jesus, look with mercy on my soul. This is not the prayer of someone proud or haughty or self-satisfied, but of a person aware that they have weaknesses and shortcomings, aware that they cannot do without the help and the love and the mercy of God. Today's reading is from the prophet Isaiah.
On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will prepare for all peoples a banquet of rich food, a banquet of fine wines, a food rich and juicy of fine strained wines. On this mountain, he will remove the mourning veil covering all peoples, and the shroud enwrapping all nations. He will destroy death forever. The Lord will wipe away the tears from every cheek. He will take away his people's shame everywhere on earth, for the Lord has said so. That day it will be said, "See, this is our God, in whom we hoped for salvation. The Lord is the one in whom we hoped. We exult and we rejoice that he has saved us. for the hand of the Lord rests on this mountain.
The Lord will wipe away the tears from every cheek. Another of Isaiah's most beautiful images of God wiping away our pain and sorrow and shame. What pain and sorrow and shame have you suffered personally? What pain and sorrow and shame do you suffer now? Can you imagine that suffering? The pain and the sorrow and shame you suffer being wiped away? What would that be like? As you listen to the reading again, notice where it speaks to you most strongly. Notice where it touches the needs and longings in your own heart.
On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will prepare for all peoples a banquet of rich food, a banquet of fine wines, a food rich and juicy, of fine strained wines. On this mountain he will remove the mourning veil covering all peoples, and the shroud enwrapping all nations. He will destroy death forever. The Lord will wipe away the tears from every cheek. He will take away his people's shame everywhere on earth, for the Lord has said so. That day it will be said, "See, this is our God, in whom we hoped for salvation. The Lord is the one in whom we hoped. We exult and we rejoice that he has saved us, for the hand of the Lord rests on this mountain."
Just as before, notice hopes and desires in your heart that have come to light in the last few minutes. And instead of letting them sink back beyond your consciousness, nurture those hopes. Remember what they are. Speak to the Lord about these hopes and desires. In your own words, just speak to God about what is in your heart.
O Wisdom,
Lord and Ruler,
Root of Jesse,
Key of David,
Rising Sun,
King of the Nations,
Emmanuel,
come, Lord Jesus.